Jane Seymour. Jane's career is in many ways very similar to that of Anne Boleyn. Each was in turn lady-in-waiting to the queen she eventually supplanted. Each refused to entertain an illicit relationship with the king and insisted upon recognition as his wife and queen. And yet, because Jane died so shortly after her greatest triumph, bearing the king that long-looked-for son, and because she retained the king's devotion and affection right up to the moment of her death, she has generally been treated more kindly by posterity, and accorded in retrospect a much more honorable character. Perhaps the crime of supplanting the supplanter has been regarded as less heinous than that of alienating the affections of the king from his first and rightful wife. Jane's father was Sir John Seymour of Wolfe Hall in Wiltshire, a knight of ancient but not very remarkable lineage, who had served with distinction in the Tournai campaign of 1513, and accompanied King Henry VIII to the Field of Cloth of Gold in 1520. Honored for his services by being made a Knight of the Body and later a Gentleman of the Bedchamber, Sir John's position at court provided excellent opportunities for the advancement of his family. Altogether, three of his eight children were to rise to fame. His eldest son Edward as Duke of Somerset and Lord Protector during the minority of the boy King Edward VI, his second son Thomas as Lord Admiral, his eldest daughter Jane as Queen. Jane and the Seymours rose together in very much the same way as Anne and the Boleyns had done a few years earlier. The Seymour ascendancy was, however, to prove the more lasting. We cannot know for certain when Jane was first introduced at court. She was, so it seems, at one time attached to the household of Queen Catherine, but was transferred to the service of Anne Boleyn as the latter rose and the former fell. Jane seems to have been altogether quieter, less spirited, and vivacious than Anne. She did not immediately attract attention. Her portrait by Holbein, even when allowance is made for the rather different ideas about female beauty current in her day, is scarcely that of a dazzling charmer. But perhaps it was just this very contrast with Anne that appealed to Henry and made him seek her company when Anne's temper and tantrums began to break the spell that once had bound him to her. And yet Henry did not immediately turn from Anne to Jane. At least two other ladies of the court had briefly caught his eye in the interim. In September 1535, 2 years almost to the day after the birth of Elizabeth, the king, on progress to the western counties, stopped for a few days at the Seymour home, Wolfe Hall.